Hello everyone, welcome to Digital Marketing Gyan Podcast, your one-stop destination to explore the latest happenings, strategies, tools, techniques and case studies in the digital marketing domain. I'm your host Prince Kumar and we have Jaran B, the growth specialist and fractional CMO at Ecom X Factor with us today. Jaran Bean is an e-commerce entrepreneur, growth coach, and industrial engineer with a passion for helping business succeed. In addition to his professional pursuit, Jaran is also passionate about Stoic philosophy, personal development, and bodybuilding. With a track record of bootstrapping and scaling 7-figure e-commerce stores while traveling the world, Jaran has a wealth of experience to share with our listeners today. Hi Jaran, a warm welcome on our show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited.
Great, and even we are excited to have you and discuss about the successful e-commerce paid campaign strategies. So, to start our conversation of today, can you let the audience know a bit about yourself and about your corporate journey?
For sure. Yeah, so I like starting my story in the army. So based on my accent, you probably recognize that I'm originally from Israel, although we don't live in Israel at the moment because we're digital nomads. But I served in the special forces in Israel, and I think back then I realized that I don't want to have any commanders or any bosses above me. So I realized I must become an entrepreneur. And I started studying, I graduated as an industrial engineer, and I started working in a digital marketing agency in Tel Aviv. I spent approximately $1 million on a monthly basis, but it was becoming kind of boring because I didn't see an upside or a downside. I was just coming to work, doing my stuff, and going back home. And luckily, I met a childhood friend of mine, and he showed me a screenshot of his Shopify store, and he told me that he was making more money from his store than his salary. And until that moment in time, I thought that dropshipping and e-commerce is just something that gurus are selling in order to make money from courses. I didn't believe someone can actually make money from that. But it was a childhood friend of mine, so I gave it a go. The morning after, my wife and I built a store, and in the same evening, we got our first sale, and we realized, okay, we can make money online. So we built this store. I went ahead and also worked in another, in Fiverr actually, as a media buyer there, spent significant budgets. And after I felt confident enough that we can shift our focus to dropshipping business, so we both quit our jobs and we built this store, which was pretty successful. Unfortunately, during the iOS update, and the changes in privacy, it kind of kicked us out of the game, and we didn't want to rebrand because our margins were very slim and we played on very high volumes. Okay. And since then, I've been mainly providing media buying services and marketing solutions to e-com stores and also B2B companies.
Great, great. That has been an amazing journey. Okay, and you have started with a kind of experimentation on your own, and when you found the success, then you have a kind of elaborated that, or you have gone to a... So can you also help us know about the thing that you have helped e-commerce stores scaling 7 figures? So can you just give us a brief about, like, what was the business and how you did that?
Yeah, so I think the game has significantly changed since when I built the store. And today, I think e-commerce is much more capital intensive. So when people come to me today and they want to build a dropshipping store or start an e-commerce business, I tell them, that's cool, that's fine. You can definitely make a lot of money from that. But you need to realize that you need to build a business plan and know that you need to have capital or time. Because you can't succeed without having at least a lot of time or a lot of capital. So I think this is the most important thing that people need to understand, that it's very hard to acquire customers at profit today. So you need to have significant amounts of money, so at least 5K, and this is like the bare minimum, 5K US dollars, or a lot of time in order to build like organic traffic and affiliates and influencers, but this takes a different skill set. So I think the first thing to realize is it's not as easy as it seems. It's very easy to enter because there is a very low barrier to entrance because the technology is solved, but there is a lot of competition. So I think this is like the main point people should, like the mindset people should realize, that it's doable and it's great once you quote unquote succeed, but it takes a lot of effort.
Got it. Now, since you were mentioning about the different type of digital marketing activities, so how does this digital marketing activities can help e-commerce businesses gain more ROI?
Yeah, so I think this relates to the last remark that I did, that I said regarding the business plan. So once you build the store, now you have to buy traffic. So you either pay to the social media companies, so Facebook, TikTok, or whatever, or you acquire customers via Google Ads, and these customers are a bit like with higher intent of buying, or you use affiliate, referral, stuff like this. So there are different routes to go, and it depends on your skill set and the money that you have on hand and the time that you have on hand. And based on this, and after you built a business plan and analyzed like the unit economics, what is the best way to acquire the customers, who are your customers, and then you can choose one specific route and like double click on that route and start iterating very fast until you see positive signals. And I'm happy to elaborate about this if you want.
No, definitely. That is what we want to understand that in a better way.
Awesome. So let's assume that like most of the dropshippers or e-commerce players, when we discuss e-commerce, there are different games. So there is the Amazon game, the marketplace game, and there is also like the your own storefront game. So let's discuss this because it's a very broad vertical. Okay, so let's double down on that. And I think most of the people, what they do, they acquire customers via Facebook ads or TikTok ads. Mm-hmm. And these ads are aim towards people that don't have an intent of buying. They are doing their thing, I don't know, in the toilet, in bed, scrolling, whatever. And now out of the blue, you show them an ad.
In the ad, yeah.
This ad has to be very persuasive. It has to create like, has to have like what is called a wow factor. People need to be convinced that although they were not seeking this solution can ease their pain. And this is something that it's not easy to create. Mm-hmm. But this is what you should strive for, like creating a very good ad that convinces people to click it and then also go through the funnel and buy. In building this ad and also building the campaigns in Facebook, there are a lot of nuances, how to use different type of bids, how to use different targeting, use of programmatic creation of creative, programmatic creation of campaigns. So it's a very broad world, like anything in life, and it really takes a lot of professionalism in order to understand what you need to do in order to persuade the customer to trust you and not trust your competitors.
Got it. So now, since you were mentioning about the different parts, like you mentioned about Facebook ads, you were also mentioning a bit about the affiliate marketing out there, and then there's native. So what are the prominent paid platforms that are available for the e-commerce business owners, so where they can advertise their product or the services?
Yeah, so I think I mentioned the majority. So you have the social media companies, which is like Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, goes without saying. Some people do Pinterest, but I don't think it's so valuable, at least for like the broad type of e-commerce players. There is the native route, so Taboola, Outbrain, stuff like this. Google Ads, Bing Ads, there are a lot. But let's say if you focus on Facebook and Google and you're winning on them, it should be enough.
Got it. Okay, so you were mentioning about, like, let's say native advertisement and the other thing. So is there any specification, or based on your experience, have you found out that, okay, for these kind of products, this kind of platform generally might perform well, or you know, for any of the other particular product, let's say the native advertisement might perform well. So is there any data or is there any you know, your past experience thing that you can, that you have, that you can share with the audience?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, Facebook ads in opposing to Google ads is a different game, because Google ads, people are actively searching for a solution. So they type in what they need and they have high intent of buying, and if you show them the ad, the likelihood of them buying, the conversion rates are in general higher because they had the intent of buying. In opposing to this, Facebook ads, there is very low intent of buying. So if you're selling something that I believe, if you, my observation is, if you're selling something that isn't exciting and doesn't have like a broad mass appeal, like doesn't solve a huge pain, it's very nuanced, so it won't work that well in Facebook, unless you can find like the specific audience that really needs that solution. So for example, I see more companies succeeding on Facebook when they sell something that transforms you. If it's supplements, skincare, shapewear, stuff like this, which has also a very broad mass appeal, and also gives like a claims to give a very quick transformation, while more like stuff, Google Ads is more stuff that is more nuanced. If you're looking for a specific part, a specific type of clothes, shoes, you know, more nuanced stuff.
Got it. Okay, now we have come to the point where, you know, we want to understand from you that what are the different best e-commerce advertising strategies that you have implemented in your business and that you would like to share with our audience, that if they implement that or a partial of that, even if they implement, they can get success into their you know, marketing of those products.
Okay, this is a great question, and to be honest, there is no silver bullet. It's amazing to see, I've had so many Facebook ad accounts and Google ads account, and sometimes even if you send traffic to the same offer, different accounts perform differently. So it goes without saying that different companies or different products are going to perform differently, and it also depends on the time and the seasonality. So there are a lot of moving parts in this equation. So the derivative of this is realizing that there isn't right or wrong, isn't something that is absolutely better. It's all about testing very fast, analyzing the data, and adjusting based on the data, and also understanding that what is working today might not work tomorrow, and what didn't work 2 months ago might work today. So for example, everybody has been talking, at least in the media buyers community, that lookalike audiences don't work in Facebook. This has been like the thing for like in the last 2 years or so. Everybody should go broad, this is what they say. But I was running traffic the other day, and I said, okay, let's open a lookalike audience. Why not? Every month or 2 months, I try to open every type of campaigns, every targeting, to see what is going on. Because the Facebook algorithm changes all the time, and they don't notify us.
Definitely.
So I opened a lookalike campaign, and it has been performing very well, to my surprise. So it might not perform this well for a consistent period of time, but for now I'm just, you know, cashing in and getting the great ROI, so I don't complain. But this is because I was open-minded and kept on testing even stuff that I thought wasn't working. So I think the main takeaway, if I had to summarize this long answer, is that you need to be open-minded and data-driven and just test all the time.
No, definitely testing is the key if we have to, you know, perform well into the paid ads, because and the testing are at different levels. The first testing is based on the different campaign types. So let's say even if you go on, let's say, Facebook or Instagram, so there can be one differentiator campaign that we can do is we can run a campaign where, you know, the ad will be shown on Facebook and Instagram both. One differentiator that we can do is we can just run a campaign on Facebook, we can run a campaign on Instagram. then again there comes a different layer where we can, let's say, run a campaign just for a lead ad. Then we can run for a website click. You mentioned about lookalike, and then there are other campaigns that we can run upon. Now, again, there can be experimentation that we generally do upon is based on communication. So let's say you mentioned that, okay, lookalike campaign performed well. Now, even in lookalike, we can have a different variation. We can have different type of communications out there. One can be just showing the product about, you know, that, okay, this is the product that you should be buying. The other can be, let's say, a kind of testimonial, or it can be a kind of discount, anything. That all we can experiment. So definitely, experimentation is the key into the paid ads. That is the right thing that you have mentioned.
I totally agree, yes.
Okay. Now, you have given the strategies. Now, how to keep, because whenever you mentioned upon that, whenever we run a Facebook ads out there, or let's say any social media ads, we are not sure that what is the stage of the user at that buyer journey. Is he ready to buy that, or he might take some time out there? So in that case, what should be our strategy? I will be saying it a digital marketing strategy that we should be implementing, so that we can engage our audience during this entire journey, and also this can help into having a better conversions out there. Or at the next level, let's say we see that a lot of people add the product into the cart and after that they do not purchase. So how we can engage with this kind of audience so that at the end we can have better conversions?
It's a great question, and I think this is often overlooked. One has to understand the customer journey, the typical customer journey, and the sales cycle that of the product that he's selling. If it's a product that has a very low price and very short sales cycle, so you should have specific expectations. If it's a product that is very expensive and takes a lot of research, so obviously the sales cycle is going to be longer. The customer, you have to have like more touch points with the customer, and based on this you build the campaigns. Now you understand this based on analyzing Google Analytics, doing customer research, understanding the data, and then you start building the campaigns, like I said. And you must have different remarketing campaigns, so you should have campaigns for viewed content in the last 30 days, cart abandonment in the last 14 days. Just play around with different custom audiences, specifically for product, for specific product, specific for specific type of offer. It's all about testing. But I often see people that don't create these remarketing campaigns, and I find it kind of funny because these remarketing campaigns are producing the best ROAS usually, because the customer already knows you. Yeah. He already engaged with you. Now you just need to reap the rewards of the effort that you did. So I think having remarketing campaigns via SMS, via Facebook, via email marketing, if you have their emails and the phone numbers, is crucial and has the best ROI. So I think everybody should implement at least the basic layers of these remarketing initiatives.
Okay, so with this, now we have come to the end of our episode for today. Now, but before ending our show, can you just share any last piece of advice that you would like to share with the businesses out there?
Yeah, I think we covered a lot. Although it was a short conversation, we covered the most, what I view as the fundamentals. So having a plan, knowing what you will do at every step, although you probably will have experiments that won't work out as you expected, but this is part of the game. So analyzing and moving forward based on the data, never do anything that isn't backed with data, because then even if the results are good, you won't know what caused it, if it was like a causality or just a correlation. And just be data driven, enjoy the numbers, and live by the numbers, I guess.
Great. Thank you for your valuable advices, Yaron. This has been an amazing session, where we got a lot of advices on how we can optimize our e-commerce campaign. So thank you so much for being on the show, and we would definitely love to have you again and discuss on any other topic related to the e-commerce marketing. Thank you.
It was my pleasure. Thank you so much. You.